Today we take some highlights from the symposium on crime as a public health issue that's currently taking place in Trinidad. Much was said on the opening day that put the regional crime challenge in perspective, as heard for instance from the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, Philip Davis.
In 2022, Jamaica had a staggering homicide rate of 52.9% per 100,000 inhabitants. Trinidad and Tobago had a rate of 39.4% per 100,000. And the Bahamas, St. Lucia, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines all recorded homicide rates above 30% per 100,000. This is over five times the global average. Millions of people throughout the region live in crime hotspots, never knowing if they will be a victim on any given day.
Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley.
In Trinidad and Tobago, in the years 2011 to 2022, we have lost and have had to grieve for 5,439 lives lost to violent murder, largely through the use of imported firearms and ammunition. In 2011, we lost 352 lives. And by 2022, the annual count was over 600, a new record, already being challenged by the murder rate for 2023. Except for COVID in a pandemic, none of the listed dangerous diseases have taken lives like this in our populations.
Prime Minister Rowley added this.
Our current laws acknowledge a suite of afflictions such as yellow fever, smallpox, plague, cholera, Ebola, novel coronavirus as notifiable, warranting emergency responses if even only a few cases are known to appear. Violent behavior, violent crime involving the use of firearms, the associated individual and group mental health trauma accompanying violent behavior, so ever present amongst us now, pose a far greater destructive threat than these diseases, and on that basis alone qualifies violence as a public health emergency in our country and throughout the curriculum.
And St. Lucia's Prime Minister Philip Pier.
A 2017 IADB study on the crime and violence situation in the region also recommended that approach. The IADB report team stated, the CARICOM doesn't have a crime problem, it has a violence problem. While the study stated that gangs are greatly responsible for crime and violence in the Caribbean, it went on to say that violence is believed to begin in the home. The authors of the report were surprised by the magnitude of violence in the region and pointed out that this helped perpetuate the problem. The report asserted that Caribbean governments had not found the right balance between prevention and control of violence and urged them to replicate successful violence prevention programs from other countries. Our own recent experience in St. Lucia also demands that we quickly explore new approaches to the problem of violence crime in our country. Our homicide rate jumped from a total of 30 in 2016 to 60 in 2017 to 74 in 2021, 76 in 2022, and to date 27 for 2023. The latest figure means that we are currently averaging 2 homicides per week. There must be a halt to this. The majority of these homicides have been firearm-related and have involved young people, both as victims and perpetrators. The fact that the majority of these murders is concentrated in one area is no source of comfort.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.